In conclusion, BRCA1 and 2 and P53 have very much high enough rates to justify MRI screening. The rates in untested 4-plus families are certainly on the level, but once you test an individual negative in those families, the risk drops right down. And so there may be a case to offer BRCA1 and 2 testing when there's no affected family member, when an individual in those families already qualifies for MRI screening, on the basis that if they test negative, they would then not be the cost to the NHS of MRI screening.